This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome, everybody, to another weekly edition of our Quick Hits. For those new to the show, this is essentially our up-to-date points and miles news over the course of the week. And so today I have a few updates for you all, and then we're going to wrap up with a rookie mistake that I made that I want you guys to not make yourself. And so we're going to jump right into this one. First up, Aeroplan has some updates. So if you use Air Canada Aeroplan points, especially if that's one of your go-to transfer partners for, you know, flights booking partner airlines like United, Emirates, or Etihad, there's a big change that's coming up that's going to make your points less valuable. Essentially, they've gone through a devaluation that's coming up. So starting March 25th, Aeroplan is moving from a fixed award pricing to dynamic pricing, and that's for several of their major partner airlines. So that means instead of more predictable redemption rates, award flights on airlines like United, Emirates, and Etihad will fluctuate in price based on their demand and their route. So right now, for example, you can book a one-way United flight from New York to Los Angeles in business class for 25,000 Aeroplan points under their fixed award chart. But after that switch to dynamic pricing, that same flight could jump to 40,000 or even 50,000 points during peak travel times. And similarly, an Emirates business class ticket from New York to Dubai, which currently costs 90,000 points, could increase significantly if demand is high, which could mean it potentially could reach 120,000 points or more for that exact same seat. So what's interesting with this is, for example, let's say that you were going to fly from Houston to Toronto on an Air Canada operated flight. That would be 19,000 Air Canada miles or Aeroplan miles. That same exact flight, but booked with Air Canada through their partner airline, United Airlines, would actually only be 10,000 Aeroplan miles, even though it's the same flight. What that means is that same opportunity to either choose between 10,000 or 19,000 likely will just end up being 19,000 going forward in the future. So if you've been saving your Aeroplan points for a big trip, this is the time to book. Obviously, typically speaking, you want to transfer your points and then utilize them as opposed to hoard them there. But basically, we have this deadline until March 25th to follow the current fixed pricing. So just keep in mind, if you've been eyeing some redemptions or things like that, and you have a pretty good idea how many points you'll need for those redemptions, that could go up if you do not pull the trigger here before March 25th. And we're going to come back at the end of the show for the rookie mistake I made, because it actually deals directly with Air Canada. Moving on, so there's a Flying Blue promo update as well. So for February, Flying Blue is offering promo rewards that let you book one-way economy flights from select U.S. cities to Europe, starting at just 18,750 miles. So this is a really fantastic opportunity to explore Europe at a fraction of the usual mileage cost. So you have to actually book between now and the end of February, and then it's valid for travel through the end of July. So for example, you can fly one way from Denver to Edinburgh, Scotland for just those 18,750 miles, plus approximately $110 in taxes and fees. And Flying Blue does allow for a free stopover on your journey. So what that means is you could actually plan a trip from Denver to Edinburgh with a multi-day stopover in Amsterdam at no additional mileage cost. Now, again, this is for economy, but you really can't beat an economy ticket $110 one way to Europe and only 18,000 miles. And remember that Flying Blue is a transfer partner with almost pretty much all the major credit card programs. So whether it's Amex, whether it's Chase, Citi, Capital One, you can use all of those to transfer points over to Flying Blue. And with the majority, if not all of those, it is an instant transfer. If you're a fan of Southwest, you love the family travel, and you fly Southwest often, and that's part of your points and miles strategy, here's one of your two opportunities to get a companion pass the kind of expedited way, or within the points and miles tricks way, I should say. So The first way is open right now. And what that is they have a limited time offer on their personal credit card. And if you sign up and meet the spending requirements, you can earn a companion pass that's valid through February 28th of next year, plus 30,000 Rapid Rewards points. So the offer is valid through March 23rd of this year. And it's basically eligible in all three of their personal cards. So the Plus, the Premier, the Priority, all of those are participating. And basically all you have to do is, after being approved, is spend about $4,000 within the first 3 months to qualify. So as an example, let's say you get the Southwest Rapid Rewards Plus credit card and you spend $4,000 in the first 3 months, you'll receive 30,000 Rapid Rewards points and a companion pass that's valid through February of next year. And so if you're not familiar with that, companion pass allows a designated companion to fly with you for free. And that excludes taxes and fees, which oftentimes, especially for domestic travel, can be like $5.60. And that's both on paid and award tickets. So that literally means, let's say it's, you know, you and your plus one, your significant other, your travel partner, whoever it may be, they literally can fly for basically $5 or a little bit more to any destination that you're flying to, whether you paid cash or paid points for. This is really cool when a family of four does it, because you and, let's say, your spouse each could elect a child as your companion pass, and now your kids are flying for pretty close to free. What's nice is that companion pass, you can change your designated companion up to 3 times per calendar year. So you don't have to select just one person and commit for the whole year. But obviously, if they're your travel buddy, that's going to be the way to get the best win for both of you. Now, that's part A. That's the one way that you could do this. The other way that actually is where most people try to do this is allows you to get the companion pass for almost 2 years. Because realistically, with this method, you can get the card, but it may take you 2 to 3 months to actually hit the $4,000 spend to get that welcome bonus. And then it's going to take a few weeks to get the companion pass credited to you. So let's just say you get the card now, and then it takes you a couple months to spend and then get the sign-up bonus. You might actually only have until, let's say, May through February, as opposed to a full year. Well, the other way to do this is you could actually follow the strategy of trying to earn 135,000 Rapid Rewards points in a calendar year. And you're not going to actually earn that all throughout, you know, fighting through to get that through a year starting in January. What you would do is you would sign up for one personal card and one Business Southwest card later in the year. So typically in that time frame of October to December. You wait and do not hit the spending requirement right away. This is the key. This is the mistake most people make. They don't track their actual spending on the card. And so you wait, and then in January, you wait to complete the spending for those both of those cards, and then all of your sign-up bonus points credit in the month of January. So if you do that, as an example, so let's say you do that going next year and you hit January of 2026, your companion pass will be valid for all of 2026 and all the way through 2027. So that's a solid 2 years you get with the companion pass versus an 8 month to 1 year window that you have now. That's what I would recommend people go for more so. But let's say you have a lot of trips coming up in the next 12 months that you think the companion pass would be very valuable for you. Go for it and take advantage. And we'll actually link to those cards in the show notes as well if you do want to take advantage. There's a new transfer bonus to mention. So last week we talked about the Chase to Virgin Atlantic 30% transfer bonus. That's actually expiring in just a couple days after this recording airs. So if you're listening to this, it's basically ending on the 17th of February. So that's ending soon. The Amex 15% to Avianca, that's still going strong through the end of the month. But now Chase just announced a 20% transfer bonus to British Airways Avios. So if you didn't know, you could transfer those Avios to Avios transfer partners, which are Iberia, Aer Lingus, Qatar Airways, Finnair. So although you might not need the British Airways specifically, this could be a way to get points over to some of their other partner airlines. But also, British Airways is a great way to find American-based flights here domestically. So just as I've mentioned that you can use the Virgin transfer bonus to find domestic flights that are typically booked with Delta, you can use the British Airways Avios to find flights that are typically booked with American as well. And last thing for you guys here, do not make this mistake that I made. I was kicking myself for until I got a little bit of redemption, and I'll tell you what I mean by that. So we are planning our honeymoon, and we're looking to do Fiji and New Zealand, which is super exciting. And so for that, I've been tracking points and prices and all sorts of things for a while now. And I got some alerts and said, okay, there are opportunities here to find flights from basically the US to Oceania, Southeast Asia, essentially is the route that we're going to be going to get there. And kept seeing opportunities to fly from different airports. So Chicago, New York, different airports to Asia through Ethiopian Airways in business class. And that was 115,000 Aeroplan miles, essentially. So going back to Aeroplan here. So 115,000 Aeroplan miles. Now, that was a transfer that we were going to do. So I was going to use my Amex points for this transfer. So what did I do? I followed my typical process. So I went ahead and looked to make sure that the flight showed up on Aeroplan. And so when I searched, they did. And I went to make sure that, of course, the points were there. I double checked the transfer time to Aeroplan. I know it's instant because I've done it before, but I always like to double check, make sure all of these things are aligned properly. And I also went ahead and checked a couple other dates and cities just to make sure that I had some backup plans in place. Well, this is where I'm kicking myself because I knew I should have followed up on this more. When I went back to check on the same dates that I had just pulled up, the 115,000 option disappeared for business class for this flight when I was on the Aeroplan website. I was like, that's weird. So I refreshed my page and it came back. And so that told me that there was a possibility this might be a phantom flight. But I was like, well, let me look at some others. And I was finding them in other places. So I said, okay, I have some backup plans here. This likely isn't a phantom flight. But also, unlike some of their other partner airline flights, they didn't say the seat count that was available. So I decided, you know what? Let me go ahead and call Aeroplan, which is to confirm that they see this flight on their end and that it's bookable. I called, but because they're having a system-wide glitch, basically the phone lines were blocked for a few hours, and I just didn't have the time to wait with everything else I had going on. I was like, you know what? This shouldn't be an issue, and I see other backup options here. So I'm going to transfer my points. So I did. I transferred 230,000 Amex points over to Aeroplan. I go to book the flight, and it gives me an error. I go to book my backup plans, and they also give me an error. And all these backup plans are specifically using Ethiopian Airways business class, but from different cities for the same exact amount of points. So then I was like, oh, crap. Well, I got to call Aeroplan and see what's up. So I call them, and they said, hey, yeah, we're having a system-wide error. That's probably the issue. We see these flights, but we can't even book this ourselves. We see the second leg of this flight is bookable in business class, but the first is not. So that's an issue. And even all the date combinations we tried, they also could not do. So I was like, you know what? I just completely botched myself with a phantom booking that I knew I should have called in advance. And they said, well, wait a couple days and see if it clears up. So it's been a few days, and the same flights are still popping up on all the site point aggregator seats.aero points. Yeah, you can find all of these flights or options, and they still show up on Air Canada Aeroplan's website. But the same thing is happening. If I refresh the page a couple times, sometimes the number shows that it's there. Sometimes it shows that it's not there. So there's still an issue for whatever reason with this phantom flight availability. Well, here's the redemption piece. I got an alert for flying back from New Zealand back to the US for 115,000 points per person. Slightly more in the taxes and fees. I think the going was going to be $55. This one was like $113 per person, so not crazy. But on Singapore business class, including the longest flight currently, I think, in the world, which is Singapore to JFK. So it was going to ride us from New Zealand to Singapore to JFK. It's going to be a lot of travel, but that's in business class, all of it, for the exact same amount of points. So I felt redemption because I was able to use my points that I had already moved to Aeroplan that were going to be stuck there until I could figure out what else to use them for the flight back home. So that's my story, guys. Don't make that mistake, especially if you know, if your gut's telling you to follow up. This could be a phantom flight before you transfer your points. It's worth it to not just be kicking yourself, honestly. So you know what? Even the best of us, we make the mistakes at times, and I want you guys to learn from my example as well. So I hope everyone has had a fantastic week. We will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.